This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Budget session of Parliament will begin today with President Draupadi Murmu addressing a joint sitting of both houses this morning. Following the President's address, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the economic survey during a brief session of both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Our correspondent reports that the presentation of the economic survey marks the official start of the budget session in the Parliament. Finance Minister Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 tomorrow. Yesterday, an all-party meeting convened ahead of the budget session of the Parliament was held at the Parliament House complex. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all the political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Parliament session. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there are 16 bills and 19 businesses already listed in the House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked people to bet on India when it comes to space sector. In social media post, Mr. Modi shared a country's space journey during the last 10 years. A total of 457 satellites have been launched by India since 2014. A total of 398 foreign satellites were launched by India in the past 10 years as opposed to just 35 foreign satellites before 2014. The government has announced that India is all set to launch its own safe and secure indigenous artificial intelligence model at an affordable cost. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwani Vaishnav highlighted that the compared to global model costing $2.5 to $3 per hour usage, India's AI model will cost less than 100 rupees per hour after 40% government subsidy. The campaign for the 70-member Delhi Assembly is in full swing. Prominent leaders of the major political parties are conducting public meetings, roadshows and rallies to seek votes in favour of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Rohini and Wajipur areas yesterday. Addressing a gathering in Rohini, Mr. Shah promised that 2,500 rupees would be given to the women of the city if voted to the power. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi attacked Mr. Kejriwal on issues including pollution in the Yamuna River, the alleged liquor scam and others. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal accused Congress party of working with BJP to ensure his party's defeat in the assembly polls. The Judicial Commission set up by the Uttar Pradesh government to find the reason behind the Mahakumbh incident will visit Sangam Ghat, Prayagraj today. The commission will look into the cause and circumstance of the incident and submit its report within 1 month along with the recommendation to prevent similar events in the future. District Magistrate of Prayagraj, Ravindra Kumar Mandar, has denied media reports about a ban on vehicle entry due to road diversions. In a video message, Mr. Mandar clarified there will be no diversion today, tomorrow and 4th of the February. He explained that vehicle entry will be restricted in Prayagraj only on 2nd of February and 3rd of the February due to the Amrit Snan on Vasant Panchami. US President Donald Trump confirmed that there were no survivors in the mid-air collision between an American airline flight carrying 64 people and a US Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C. 8 more hostages, including 3 Israeli and 5 Thai nationals held by Hamas in Gaza, have been released amid chaotic scene as part of the ceasefire deal with the Israel. In badminton, former world number 1 Kidambi Srikant and Shankar Subramanian advanced to the men's single quarterfinals of the Thailand Master Tournament in Bangkok yesterday. In women's single, Rakshita Ramraj overcame Tung Siu Tong of Taiwan to enter the last 8. And that is the end of this news bulletin.